Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Brothers, sisters, dear listeners السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to another program of Keys of Life مفاتيح الحياة. One of the keys of life we turned in the last episode was traveling. When it comes to traveling and going with people from one place to another, always we have to remember that there are etiquettes and manners that we need to keep and observe as we are with other people. And because people tend to get tired and, you know, they have mood swings, so sometimes we have to be at our best behavior when dealing with other people. And this is the Islamic teachings. And I'm sure you yourself have traveled and you have seen how it is. So Islam comes and tells us how we behave. So we spoke about how one should travel and what kind of manners he needs to have. Today we will discuss what happens when a person comes and goes in general. The Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, they told us what to do and what to say and everything in between. So let us look at some of these ahadith in this regard. So hopefully we learn something in you. A hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he says, it is a right upon a person if he needs to travel that he needs to inform his brothers. Not blood brothers, but generally his believing brothers and sisters. وَحَقٌ عَلَىٰ إِخْوَانِهِ إِذَا قَدِمَ أَنْ يَأْتُوهُ. And at the same time, it is a right upon his brothers and sisters that when they know he came back from travel, is that they come and visit him. And this is a very beautiful thing that used to be practiced back in the day more, because traveling back in the day was a lot less than now. Because a person might be able to travel like once every few years, sometimes once in a lifetime. So he informs people that he's traveling just in case anything could happen, or at least they can keep him in their dua that he goes and he comes back safe, or what have you. So there are benefits to informing people that you are leaving. And when a person comes back, these people, they come and greet him and they ask him questions and about how his travels, what he learned, what he saw, and everything else. And like I said, back in the day, that was like something special. I remember back in the day, it was very special when we travel. Everyone knows and everyone comes to us and say goodbye to us. When we come back, everyone comes and greets us and they bring us gifts. But now, sadly, because we seem to travel more frequently, like me, myself, I would have to do traveling like thrice a month. We lost that kind of feeling. Nevertheless, whether we travel on a lot or not, we need to inform our brothers and sisters that we've left and we are traveling, so they are aware of that. This is one of the things that the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam teach us when it comes to traveling, to inform other people that we've traveled, because God forbid anything could happen to us when we travel. At least someone knows where you are. So inshallah, we'll take a short break, and then after that we will discuss what happens and how should we welcome those who come back from travel. So let's go to a short break and then we come back, so don't go anywhere.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح جنان است چه فرون نماز و ثواب داره فرون روزه نماز.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرون درخت کاری اینجا کم ثواب داره. دعا هم داره، سوا هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are still listening to the program, Keys of Life, Mafatih al-Hayat. So we said, okay, we need to inform other people when we leave. We also need to inform them when we come back, or at least it is a right upon me that I go see them once they come back. Imam al-Hasan al-Askari, salamullahi alayhi, he says, Inna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, لَمَّا جَاءَهُ جَعْفُرُ بْنَ أَبِي طَالِبْ مِنَ الْحَبَشَةِ When Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, Ja'far al-Tayyar, he migrated to Habasha, to Abyssinia. When he came back, because he was there for a quiet number of years, for a long time, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he missed Ja'far, his cousin, and he was a very beloved to him. So when Ja'far came, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave him the proper welcoming. So the hadith says from Imam al-Hasan al-Askari alayhi salam, he says, قَامَ إِلَيْهِ He stood up to him. Did he stop there? No. وَاسْتَقْبَلَهُ And he welcomed him. اثْنَتَ عَشَرَ خُطْوَ The Prophet walked for 12, he took 12 steps towards welcoming Ja'far al-Tayyar salamullahi alayhi. Did he stop there? No. وَعَانَقَهُ And he hugged him. And when you do hugging, there's sometimes it's just a standard hug. When it is عِنَاق is when you cross your neck against the other person's neck. And that just shows how much you have missed them and how much you show your love toward them. وَقَبَّلَ مَا بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ And he kissed him in his forehead between his two eyes. So you can see how much the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through just to welcome Ja'far from his travel. وَبَكَ فَرَحًا بِرُؤْيَتِهِ And he cried out of happiness just because he is seeing Ja'far. So we're talking about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the mercy to mankind. He is the one and only. He is the cause of creation. Yet, when it comes to Ja'far, his cousin, he gets up, he walks 12 steps, he hugs him, he kisses him, and he cries because he came back from travel. The same thing we need to do when a loved one goes, travels, and comes back. And also was narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا قَدِمَ من سفر استقبل بالحسن والحسين When he comes back from traveling, the first people he would go see is Imam al-Hasan and Imam al-Husayn. And mind you, they were very young. They were only like when, at the time when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was martyred, they were only 7 years of age. So they were very, very young when he used to travel and goes from one place to another. Yet, he would go to them, فَأَخَذَهُمْ إِلَيْهِ And he would take them and he would hug them and he would put them in his arms. So the message we take from this hadith is that when we travel and we come back, first and foremost, we need to say hello or at least greet the young ones, the children. Because sometimes the children are the one that miss us the most, especially for parents. When a parent, a mother, or a father goes to travel, usually the children are the ones that miss him the most, rather than the grown-ups, because the grown-ups, they know how to cope when someone that's loved to them leaves. But a child, he has less of a coping mechanism, thus they miss them more. So what we need to do is make sure that we greet them the way that the Prophet did. We will leave it here and we will continue in another episode. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.